Oh, you were mentioning your corn crib a while ago. Where would you store other crops? What kind of buildings would you?
Well, you would have. We don't have any on this farm. We have a grain bin above the hog house, grain storage bin. But it's to me, it's not very satisfactory. We would probably put up a. What I'd like to put up is a combination corn crib and granary with the small grain stored above the driveway in the corn crib, in the double crib.
Mm-hmm.
That's would be to me the handiest and most appropriate. Then you'd have your grain all under one roof.
Do you make any difference between granary and grain bin?
Well, in a lot of localities, even I think maybe in this locality, Printer, every farmer had a granary.
Mm-hmm.
A building where they stored just small grains,
uh-huh.
And you called it the granary.
But you used the word grain bin a while ago.
I used the grain bin that I'd have my grain bins above my corn cribs.
I see.
That's what I'd like to have.
I see what.
If I was building any structure, but of course you use what's available a lot of times, and that's what's available on most of these older farms. Or somebody's put up a building that he used for a grain bin. Now on this farm, there used to be a grain bin out here, just out between the house and barn here, a four bin building. And somebody in the past years, this farm's been in about four different hands in the last 20 years. And each man has more or less made major improvements on it. So he took one of these parties, I don't remember just which one it was, took that grain bin and moved it over here and made a tenant house out of it, say that corn crib. It's a nice little three-room house over here that they made a tenant house out of it, see. But consequently, there's no granary. No place on this farm that I can call a granary.
Do you cut any wood for burning?
Some. Not too much. We burn mostly coal. We've got a wood burning furnace in this house.
Oh, do you?
And I have a wood burning furnace in the house over my home.
What would you call a building you keep the wood in?
Well, they call that a woodshed in them days, but we don't have one of them.
You don't have one. Well, was that built on, or was it a separate building?
Usually that was a separate building behind. We used to have one over on the other place when I took over the home place. Shed where we piled the wood in.
Mm-hmm.
And that was a building separate behind the house when they had what they call the summer kitchen. The people wouldn't use their main kitchen in the summertime. They'd go out and cook in this back kitchen. But that's back when I was a boy. That's been 40 years ago or better.
Uh-huh.
I'd say 50 years ago.
Well, now the place in the barn that you keep the hay.
The hay mow.
You call that the hay mow. Now, is there anything in the barn that you would call that you keep hay you wouldn't call a hay mow?
Well, no, I don't believe so.
The part up high, would you have another name for
you,
that?
You could, in the older type barns, they call them the hay loft.
Mm-hmm. But that was somehow different than the.
That was on a level type barn that had a loft above, see.
Mm-hmm.
You see your bank barns in this locality have your driveway goes up into the top of the barn. Well, then your old type barns was a barn built up with a loft up above, see.
I see.
And you crawled up a ladder to get in that, and you put the hay up from the outside.
Now in those old barns where they had a hay loft, would they also have something they call a hay mow?
Well, that's just the difference in your...
That's the difference in the barn.
In your saying. No, it's just in their figure of speech. It's all the same. It's some people call them a hay loft, somebody calls them a hay mow.
Uh-huh. But you